Four women stood up for women for generations to come. They were the most influential women on television. Who were they? The Golden Girls. My name is Alexis Sterner, a medium production student at Northampton Community College, and I'm going to tell you about some of the social issues and stereotypes the Golden Girls tackled in the show. They destroyed the stereotypes of the aging single woman. They continued to tackle the social issues throughout their seven-year run. In the late 80s, audiences and critics have labeled the show as progressive. The Golden Girls aired on NBC from 1985 to 1992. Roommates Dorothy, Rose, and Blanche welcomed Dorothy's mother, Sophia, into their home after the Shady Pines nursing home burned down. All the women were over the age of 50, living in Miami, Florida, and still very active in their love lives. They'd lost their husbands to death or divorce. Throughout the series, each woman went through the relationship's ups and downs with different men, similar to how a young woman would, which is one of the reasons the show was relatable to younger viewers as well.
We get married, we have kids, the kids leave and our husbands die. Is that some kind of a test? You don't work that hard. You don't go through everything you go through to be left alone.
The girls dealt with life's ups and downs and tackled the issues of the time. In 1990, Rose, played by Betty White, suffered a heart attack, and the hospital nor Rose's family wouldn't let the girls see her because they were not family.
Where are the girls?
Oh, they're too young to come to the hospital.
Not your girls. My girls. My girls aren't too young for anything.
Rose was then at risk of having AIDS contracted through a blood transfusion. AIDS had only been a public health crisis since the early 80s, and there were several misconceptions about who got the disease.
AIDS is not a bad person's disease, Rose. It is not God punishing people for their sins.
After Blanche, played by Rue McClanahan's brother, came out as gay, she had a hard time accepting it. In the 1980s, same-sex marriage was banned. However, activists were mobilizing around gay rights. Sophia, played by Estelle Getty, helped her see that love is love.
Why did you marry George?
We loved each other. We wanted to make a lifetime commitment, wanted everybody to know.
That's what Doug and Clayton want, too. Everyone wants someone to grow old with, and shouldn't everyone have that chance?
When Dorothy, played by Bea Arthur, began to get sick, she visits a doctor who says her age is the reason she has no energy. She investigates farther and finds out she has chronic fatigue syndrome. She then confronted the original doctor, telling him off for dismissing her due to her age and gender.
Dr. Bud?
Yes.
You probably don't remember me, but you told me I wasn't sick. You remember? You told me I was just getting old.
I'm sorry, I really don't
remember. Maybe you're getting old. Dr. Bud, I really am sick. I have chronic fatigue syndrome. That is a real illness. You can check with the Center for Disease Control.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm glad. At least I know I have something.
I'm sure.
Dr. Bud, I came to you sick. Sick and scared. And you dismissed me. You didn't have the answer. And instead of saying, I'm sorry, I don't know what's wrong with you, you made me feel crazy, like I had made it all up. You dismissed me. You made me feel like a child, a fool. I suspect had I been a man, I might have been taken a little bit more seriously and not told to go to a hairdresser.
One more reason the Golden Girls was progressive is after Blanche wanted to start taking college classes, the teacher tells her she won't pass unless she sleeps with him. She fought back against his sexual harassment advances.
Good. I'm glad you decided to take me up on my offer.
Oh, I'm declining your offer, but I do want to thank you.
For what?
Well, thanks to you, I studied all day and all night. And whenever I felt like giving up, I would just think about what kind of man you really are, and I'd study even harder.
Older women are generally invisible in popular television fiction. 33 years later, it can be still argued that The Golden Girls is one of the most progressive shows on television. It gave hope to women for life after 50. It was beyond female empowerment. The Golden Girls is a sitcom that will stay with us forever. It will continue to inspire future generations to not fear getting old and to teach others what it means to be a friend.